Let's see. Who had their hand up? Bart.
Bob.
Yes, Bart. Go ahead.
Hey, Bert.
Bert,
how's it going?
Good. You, Bart?
Good.
Hey, Bart, a couple times this week I thought about that, what Ian said, that they're on the Goober Snatcher during the week, and they really are. That's amazing. That interaction you have with Ion during the week on the Goober Snatcher. That's where I got that clip from the Gate from Hell. Did you see
it?
Have you seen that?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said they drilled it. Oh, yeah, Bob.
A couple weeks ago, I said, so you're available all week long on the chat line. He said, no, Bob, we go on there one time, and we answer all matters. It's a big moment. He's claiming they're only on there once. I don't know if that includes payday, but during the week, they did all their posts in the now.
Yeah.
One now. So,
oh, so they did their posts, and they just appeared in what we would call each day of the week.
Yeah, whenever they appeared, they didn't appear each day of the week. They only go on there once and post their posts. It's pretty hard to figure that one out.
That's great. That's an epiphany right there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hey, Bob, is the yucky part over yet, Bob?
Yeah. Back to normal. Bert has
okay, we had to go to brunch. It was just our ears were bleeding, and our ascension was in question, and we were trying to stop dust motes in midair, and it was just contriving everything. And we felt prison back coming on us, so we thought we better get away from that music very quickly. We didn't want to blow out and look like the little Igors from Popeye. Remember Popeye the Sailor Man, the one with the little three little hairs on their head? And they got the big prison back going on. It's great. We didn't want to do that. So
prison forearm.
We quickly exited. Yeah, in the big bulky forearms. That's right. So we quickly got out before it got too ugly. Because this Android mean will nut in your butt. So just so you know.
I ought to apologize for Bert's lousy taste. I couldn't know anything about it.
It's okay. We're still working with it. It's going to be okay.
Thank you, Ion. Thank you.
We're going to make a man out of you yet. Just hang on. You'll be all right.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask just first, briefly, you made a statement a while ago, Ion, that there was an event that I think that you had assisted along either with a European soccer league coming around and getting a win as an underdog and surprising everyone. Either that or the American Pharoah horse winning, that was sort of a test run for Trump coming to office. Am I stating that accurately?
You are.
Is there sort of a test run that's happening in the media that we could...
There is. The media's gone. It's over. See, okay. We're not suffering from low T anymore. No more low T. Now it's time to get on the real thing. Just like the fireside chat that comes full circle now. That's where the president went straight to the people and said, shut the fuck up, and I'll tell you exactly what's going on, because you elected me to do this. If you didn't want me to do this, I'm busy. I moved into a smaller house in a worse neighborhood in the damn ghetto in a fucking swamp on a dead-end street to sit here and save this country because it suits my pleasure, because Bob thinks it would be better to do it. We have no idea why. Me and my billionaire fucking friends can go to the fucking Europe and have a big time in Brussels. And we can, unlike you all, pay the damn bill and have a big time and sleep with anybody we want to and do anything we want to and eat anything we want to any way we want to. But instead, we vicariously have to sit in this little oval office that don't even have a corner for the cat to shit in and wait for people to come poke at us and tell us how we don't know what we're doing and we can't rule by empirical legislative fiat, and we're not going to just write these little pieces of paper and proclamations and run around proclaiming things and letting rank strangers get up on the stage when they haven't been vetted that could say anything under the sun, moon, and stars. That's in Florida yesterday. They let a rank stranger come and have the podium. He was willing to let a rank stranger have the floor of his entire speech, of his entire time, the most precious, valuable thing President Trump has, and he will still won't take a question from CNN. How funny is that?
Hey, that's kind of like payday.
Yes, that's true.
Well, you got to do your homework, but
So, Bart, what is your soccer winner thing you're talking about?
My question was, Ian said originally that soccer team that was the underdog that won was sort of a test run for getting for.
Right.
Yeah.
That's Phil's thing.
Phil, yeah, and Sasha was reporting on it. That soccer league. So I asked if there was another test event that we could just maybe take notice of. But is there, Ion, a test, something that we could take notice of that would represent a test run for something else?
Well, the sterilization of the android meme.
Okay.
That's so funny, yeah. Bob. He laughed and says, okay, like he knows what we're talking about, Bob. This is funny.
I'm proceeding to probe here. I'm probing. So the sterilization of the android meme means to whitewash it all, to clean it?
No. Better let Bob. You better call Bob. He's the only one here who knows what it is. So he might be the only one to help you to know what sterilization might look like. Bob, if you go into low T, it's going to be trouble, just so you know. Get out of that.
Yeah. Sterilization is... Okay, the cause to become unfruitful.
Get what you want to talk about,
yeah,
Bart.
All right, so that was my question. I didn't get an answer on that, but I'm going to move on here.
Well, hold on.
No, hold on. He said it was...
Sotomayor didn't stop there. Why should you?
So the Android meme, Bob's... Your early definition was that's machinic processes extending themselves. So to sterilize
Slow down. Now it's the application. Now you have people driving the android beam, trying to make the android beam more important than the vicissitudes that they employ. CNN is trying to say they're more valuable and that Donald Trump has got to have them, the superfluous they, more than they need him. But without him, it never applies. And he's saying, wait a minute, fuck you. Wait, did you hear what we said? Wait. Yeah, fuck you. We don't need you. We're not listening to you. We're not talking to you. We're not answering your questions. We're not having anything to do with you. And now your show, it comes on at 10 o'clock. Oh, yeah, if you had any viewers or ratings, that might be important. But no one watches your ridiculous drivel because it's one panel after another panel after another panel about what's wrong with America. And all we're doing is trying to make it better. And you're running in the ground talking about how your damn abomination tried to do something when you was here 8 years and you ain't done shit except make pro executive orders that are now undone with a whiff of a pen. They come back in and now starting to legislate. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, he doesn't even have a cabinet at all, and he's still running the fucking country. So
right.
Go figure.
So that's another way of saying the chip body has eaten the android meme.
The android meme.
Android meme is the chip body. It includes all the bodies, Bart. All the bodies. So
that's why they're driving. See, George Soros is upset because he no longer controls the printing press. Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Okay, he does. But no one's reading what the printing press is typesetting. See, it used to be about the typesetting. The written word was. Because if it was in the New York Times or the Post or the Snip or Pip or Tip, it had to be true. And if it wasn't, they had to correct it. Now, that's just not the case. Hell, Breitbart's as smart as Hedda Hopper.
So what does Oscar Wilde say about journalism and writing or literature?
He doesn't recognize it. He wouldn't recognize it now.
Yeah.
There isn't any. See, that's the point. You got it all wrong. You need to go to the guy that would eat pine trees. Ewell Gibbons. Remember Ewell Gibbons?
Yeah, Ewell Gibbons. I remember him.
He ate pine trees, and that was what was important. But that's what's important now is eating pine trees.
Ah,
I love the image.
Yeah.
All right.
It was important to eat pine trees.
He was a naturopath, too, so that's always good.
Yeah. So listen to this, Bart. Only Brian Taylor knows this. My formula of the old AP and the new AP, the Trumbull-Stiltskin is not part of the chip body. When he did his press conference, that was the new AP, the new anthropomorphic physical, going around the android meme, which is made up of the five bodies.
Oh, that's good. Okay,
ionic.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for updating that.
The new AP. Many people think it's retrieving of flesh, but it's not. He's the new AP, which I predicted 15 years ago.
He had a little pre-dick. He had a little pre-dick. He was running around with a little pre-dick. That's so nice.
Look at
that.
He's shocked. He's got a new term. He's got to use. How long are we going to start here? I read about the new AP. The new AP. No longer the old AP.
There you go. And then, so we're going to have to know. And Bob said back then, it was before it was over, that he'd be known as Grandpa PP.
Or the new ape. AP.
Yeah, the new AP.
No, it'd be the PP, not the AP. Not the DP. Or the DP is good. DP is good. Your DP is good. You can give double penetration. That's always pretty good. But then you got to have the right party, and everybody's got to agree. And then you got to have a safe word. And, you know, there's a whole lot of shit that goes along with it. But it's worth the energy.
Safe words.
Yeah, with DP, you got to have safe words. Okay,
now,
so
we called you. We called. Stop. This is our turn. We called you, and you weren't there. And we're a little challenged by that. But we shook you pretty hard, and you came a running. I mean, post haste. It was the drive. Do you remember the drive when you said you took one little break and see what happened? Do you remember what happened that moved you to come back to look one more time that you had all that work to do?
Well, you said it. I took a nap, and I got up and came right in here. And I'm looking at that board to see you show up, Ion. And I turn my back for 2 seconds, and there are 10 posts from you.
Bam.
There.
And it was bam, and all of them had to do with you, yes. And no, we know, and that's when we woke you up. So it's all good. But it's all good. But you have to make note. Now, look at the empirical references. You're taking things literally. We like that. You're being attentive. We like that. You're converting the words. We like that. But some of this subjective conjecture that you've come up with, that the sky is blue and Ion now says that we're going to die in our beds, we didn't say all that. Leave that part out. Do the words. Like if there's a YouTube and there's lyrics, put the lyrics up. If there's an early Kyler reference of what that is, or even a song that comes from that, I mean, Van Halen is okay, but it's even better, you know, when the Kylers are played. See, and that becomes fun. Now, this becomes inferred, empirical inference. So you get the taste and ability and capacity to start to connect. We're not trying to, otherwise we could say, lay your fucking ass down and we'll be God and you don't have to worry about it. Then we can have an Ankh and you can worship us and lay your bounty at our feet and build our temples and, you know, bring Bob. Peel Bob's grapes and feed him apple ice cream by the long spoon. But that's not
what
you're
asking. I'm not doing that.
Well, we can't tell. What we're trying to do is to use this in connection to put you in a position where you have a better access to do this on your own. For example, that you could go to the nap or rest or slumber or whatever that is, and then be able to complete these other tasks and get up from your nap and say, oh, great, I had great answers there. Look, there, I got them all done. I knew all along while you were resting, you see. That would be cool. So we're trying to bring you into your power, and if this place gets you better at it, then that's what that's for. There's no other thing that has to be done other than shits and giggles to play with you, which we adore playing with you, by the way. But at the same time, we're trying to get you in the notion where you can nut when you want to, not when it's permitted.
There's an aspect of that that's already been occurring from very early on.
Well, of course there is, and that's the whole point. That was when you started writing that ridiculous bullshit on the drop stuff to start with when you didn't even know what it is. But you can't give them too much credit for allowance. They still don't know what the RNA drops are, and they're selling them. So good for them. It's all good. So you're right up there with them. But it's okay. What they're starting to know now is that people are digging them. That's what they're starting to notice now.
Well, my expression has all been just based on my overflowing from a position of, I don't know, grace or bliss or whatever.
Your grace. Grace, look up the definition. Stop right there. That's a good idea. Okay. You're literal. Give us the definition of grace. And put it on the Goober Snatcher.
Okay.
You can read it, too. It makes, because you have dead air on the space. And Carolyn gets mad. We're paying all this money out to have dead air on the space. We got to do good. We can't be running around here just goofing off and playing ridiculous music that nobody wants to listen to. We got to do some good around here.
So
okay.
Grace is defined
heritage, divine assistance given humans for their regeneration or sanctification. Do you get that? The virtue of becoming God, a state of sanctification enjoyed through divine assistance, unmerited divine assistance. And your grace, okay, the regeneration or sanctification. Do you get that? Do you see where that's not quite what you're trying to gain?
Right.
You don't want to gain it. You want to be giving it. You
right.
don't want to gain that. You see, you're on the other side of it. When you're on the other side of the throne, it's a very different conversation.
So now we're talking perspective. That's great.
Dimensionally.
That's what I said, Ian, was that I would be giving from my blessing or from my own grace that would flow from my throne or flow from myself. So this question of perspective, one statement regarding the throne was, there is a perspective of the candlesticks from in front of the throne, and there's a perspective of the candlesticks or lampstands from on seated on the throne.
The lampstands aren't seated on the throne.
No, I'm seated on the throne, and my perspective of the lampstands would change respective of that or regarding that perspective or position.
Well, would that be irrespective then, yes?
It would be irrespective, meaning that is obsolete by the time you're on the throne, the position. Is that what you're saying?
Good. Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
You've mentioned perspective a lot in the last couple of paydays to Kurt and to Lena. And I had a question about the Tree of Life and perspective regarding that.
There's two trees. The distance between those trees where the roots connect them still go to the river, Jordan, apply.
There's a tree of life and then the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they both go to the river Jordan?
Excellent. Yep.
Okay.
To the river. Well, it would be actually the river that flows through Eden, which is the representation of the river Jordan. They both combine. They both touch the river. It's empirical, but you got to make it work because y'all riddled us back through history, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, to everything is in Canaan's land or not in Canaan's land. So the only thing that divides Canaan is the River Jordan. It's why Goshen is a protected place.
The only thing that divides Canaan land is the River Jordan because that's why Goshen is a protected place.
Yep, and that's what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. You lie to the Holy Ghost and they'll take you out feet first.
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life are both, would you say they're fed by the River Jordan?
No, they're fed by all the power of little men who are not yet God. That's
okay.
Why they're hidden in Eden. They're hidden in that special place because as God, you would know all that. You would have all that. You would be all that.
They'll no longer require
that expiration, aspiration.
Are the trees on either side of the River Jordan, or is that not important?
They include both ends, so they are. So, yes, they're both on the same side, they're both on the opposite side, and they're both one on each side.
Okay.
So, yes.
And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that's a less than position of making value judgments. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's the Rusty Goodman saying it. I'm a poor rich man. You see the dogmatic reproach? I got it, I'm on it, I'm with it, but I don't have any money. I'm a poor rich man. See, that's the reference, that's the rub, and that's what you're talking about here. I want my power, but I want to use it. I want my stuff, but I need to know how to work it. I got all this money, now what I do with it? If you have all the money without power, somebody will take it away from you. There you go. So here it goes.
So you're bringing in also the authority versus power struggle there.
Capacity, not a struggle.
Capacity.
Just a capacity. You can get like Bob, and he can give a shit about either. He doesn't know or care about either. He didn't want it,
right.
He didn't have it, he's got it, doesn't care, doesn't notice it, he's just trying to make the bed. If you can get the bed made, it's a good day.
And that position, or that maybe non-position, doesn't get you hung up in that, in the garden?
Not so far. Although hung up in the garden is still better off than where some people are even today. So we're not warring
right.
it, we're just saying, be aware.
That becomes part of the process of accepting your power.
Yeah, and what is it worse to you to say? The age of existence and the blue stone got up the ice of the red stone and it dropped something in the back stone and then they got kidney stones and then they passed the kidney stones and the halls of Amante and then Issy got a yeast infection and Rai had to come bring some chlamydia into the picture and then they all died miserably in this side of Jordan. Yeah.
That's part of the canons that are related to this process, but they don't it's a matter of just having a proper perspective
and all of the Maccabees.
All of the Maccabees they
He's
represent
talking about perspective, it includes those perspectives, and I said yes, and all of the Maccabees.
Are the Maccabees, you're saying they're that maybe one step removed or that proximity to the ascended state?
Maybe. See, it's a nebulous way you're crafting it. So if we answer anything other than maybe, you're not going to go far enough or you're going to go too far. So we just say maybe and leave it.
Okay.
You'll leave it on the shelf till something, till a rolling stone grows no moss.
I looked up the Tree of Life, Ion, and there are several versions for many different cultures.
Just like the crosses, just like the Ankh, just like the references that of being created in the image of God. Everybody worships a God, but nobody knows who God is. But yet they all come from God. God made everything. Everything that is, God made. And they're coming back to that which is God. And the unmerited favor and grace of God that they are here in a little man's world trying to live one more day in a sinless society where all there is to do is sin. The only thing fun in the world is sin, and yet the sinless are all at work. And then it comes back to your place, and God doesn't have to be forgiven because he don't sin.
In these images that they have of the return back, are they when you're actually in it?
Well, that return is what we're talking about. See,
yeah.
we're putting meat to it. We're saying when you come back into your power, then you have it. If you think for 1 second Jesus is coming back to be a pedophile like Bob, no, he's not doing that. He wants a mature bride. The bride of Christ is to be a joint heir with Christ. That's the point. That's what you're coming to. That's why you get to want to shout it. Don't bother us. It's all right. We understand it. We get it. Get right.
Yes, and the Hebrew Tree of Life, is that pronounced the Sephiro, the Ten Sephiro?
Yes, that's where the macabre applies.
The Hebrew Tree of Life, they say, represents both the trees in the Garden of Eden, the Tree of Life and the Tree of Good and Evil, from a different perspective, but it includes them.
No different than in our angel diagram before the
right.
wind,
okay.
where the tree comes through the four compartments, okay, the quadrants, except for low T. They're also represented as well.
And it shows the position of the bride and the bridegroom in that Hebrew and the Ten Sephiro, and the Tiferet.
Tiferet, yes.
Tiferet, is that the position of the bridegroom or the bride?
Well,
or do they merge there?
That's right. So it's the degree. That's dimensional. It's the degree. Before they're merged, they are. It would be the groomsman. But until that applies, then it would not be.
In that position, in the Tiferet, that dimension, if you want to say, connects to all the other aspects of the tree. For some reason, I was thinking about, look, this looks like almost a computer chip with the different, I don't know if you'd call them nodes, and the lines connecting them. Could that almost be seen as something that a current would run through?
Yes, but jelly is very difficult to run.
Currents, all right. Jelly. Well, I'm just looking at the visual representation looks like that, and is there a current that Ion would say comes into play, maybe becomes increased at a particular position? Is the Tiferet the location of the throne?
No, it is not.
Okay. It's not, okay.
No, you're going the wrong way, because you're trying to prove the point by making the point, and that's not going to work. So
okay,
we
stop
on that and say, they say, go down your list, your next question. Skip right on down to that third one from there, and then pick it back up so you can get some room. Because, see, you're answering your questions based on our answers, and you don't know what the last question was. So now you've already morphed into a whole other something that changed your position, which is great for oral interpretation. It's perfect. But it sucks for extemporaneous speaking, because then you're lost in the sea. We can say anything, and it throws you into this nebulous woo-woo world.
My intention was to see if there was a connection between the...
We already answered that. We said, yes, there is, empirically. Yeah. But dimensionally, you can't make a religion based on that shit, because
it's not
complete. And so you run it, and you start asking the question on the question on the question on the question. The next thing you know, you gotta be a black-eyed pea and a pie-eyed piper to end up with snakes and fucking Holland in the first place. We didn't have anything to do with snakes or Holland or the pie-eyed piper or black-ass peas or nothing of that. We didn't say none of all that. We just said, yes, they connect. That's all.
Okay, so just regarding perspective there, just slightly shifting the
subject. Your perspective is extreme, gregarious, and onusly too much. That's what we're saying.
Extreme, gregarious, and onusly too much.
Bam. Simmer it down and go with just the literal. You got the answer. So good. Now you ask your next question.
I had here your exchange sort of along the lines of the throne and the lampstands, but I have a different set of questions.
Okay, go down to the third one of those. Give me that one.
Okay, is this the one where about the Payday Archives? Is that?
Yes, good for
okay.
you. We like it. See, we like it because, see, Bob sends emails to himself, and then years later he goes back and goes, hey, look, Carolyn, what's this? I sent myself an email. Be sure to talk to Ion today. That was 4 years ago. What do you think that meant? Well, it meant you're supposed to talk to Ion 4 years ago. Oh, crap. Okay, well, I'll file this. I'll look at it again in 4 years and see. You actually make notes that you can find, so that's good. Unless it has to do with zippity-zappity McLuhan-esque worlds or realms, and he's on that like a bad habit, but minus all that, we're moving on down the line. And yes, Bob, it's time to eat some food. Get some food, buddy.
Since you mentioned my notes, I want to thank you for clarifying about the things that I'm posting. So I heard that, and I registered it and appreciate that.
Yeah, and you are helping people, and more times than not, your perspective is spot on. But be very careful, because you may start to become the be-all, do-all, answer-all, Ion said-all, and all of a sudden you're going to be on the hook for it. So you don't
right,
want
and
that.
I sense that. I'm not going to right, I sense that, and I'm aware of it. So I message received,
good.
Yeah.
You certainly can say, this is what they said, and we don't know what they meant. So good for you.
Good. There's an escape clause there in my statements.
Well, yep. That's right. And we don't need one because we'll tell you right quick how to melt that in the coconut. And don't bother. Don't scare us. But you are not so ingratiated.
Right. Yes. All right. So actually, I did have first an audio anomaly myself before I get to that. Bob said to Kurt on the last payday, congratulations for coming up with, I think, the first of a certain kind of project. And when Bob made that statement, there was like a metal echo in his voice. It was almost like, I don't know, like a maybe a robot. It was his voice and then like an, one that was just off of it.
Kind of animatronic.
Yes, yeah. But it was with
his... We have that. He has to have a little bit of grease every now and again. If he doesn't get his grease, what happens is the joints start to creak a little bit. Do you remember the Tin Man in the Wizard
oil can.
Of Oz? Yeah, he has to get an oil can or otherwise he creaks up. But he's got a big old hatchet and all that kind of stuff. But every now and again, we have to grease him up, get him loved up a little bit. But as long as we keep him oiled up, he's perfectly fine.
Okay, so I was actually speaking with somebody and had them say a sentence where I heard something very metallic similarly. Was that something just my ear plugging up, or was there something else causing that?
No, you're hearing it. Do you like Smash Mouth?
Sure.
They're good. As good as Metallica? Because that's sort of what Metallica does, too.
Yeah, my wife's a fan of Metallica.
Yeah, that's nice. It's good. Old school, rhythm and blues, right?
Well, they copied from the originals, but
well,
who would be,
so does Bob.
So I have had the occasion where I've listened to Payday Archives for the first timing, and have heard entire exchanges as if I'd heard them verbatim before. It seems like I just don't listen to them because I seem like I've already heard them. Is that...
Well, after a little while, you get to where you'll start to know the punchline. You start to know the punchlines before we get them in. Bob doesn't even know the punchlines because we change on him daily. And yet, after you do this a little while, you know what we're going to say. And you go, oh, no, this is not about the Android meme. This is about the Gutenberg Galaxy and how we're rewriting the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and why that movie applied and why we're thankful for the fish in the first place.
Yeah, and I would ask if I'm, it's a matter of asking, it kind of lines up or connects with what you did with your post, Diane, which is you said you posted once and then all of a sudden what we might call several days of posts and responses to us appeared all at once, but to us it was sort of broken up.
Okay, and sometimes the breaking up is hard to do, but it's good because it segues it out. You can ask, you're a God, so you could say, okay, I want all the food I'm going to eat the rest of my life. That's eternity. Do you realize how much food that would be?
Might be a bit more than I would prefer at once.
Well, and it might be a bit more than you prefer to store at once.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is the same thing you're asking here. You're trying to prove your power. You're trying to increase your power. You're trying to allow your power to flow to you, but you still want to have the capacity to contain it. Do you see? I mean, it's like the library there at Dobbstown. It's gotten now where he's just now started, and he wants all the books that are in the world, but he won't put the books away that are there in the library now. So there's no more room for any more books. So rather than tighten that up so it would be more easily cohesively bound, he says, no, this is Bob. He is Bob. Bob says, forget it. We'll just do another library. So then he starts a whole other library and lays books everywhere where they are, and that's when that space is full. And he doesn't see that you could restack and recapture that space and put 10 times more books than there are already in the space that is. But he would never be able to retrieve them. Obsolescing is easy. Retrieval is the challenge. Your point of retrieval allows you to hear a payday. We've got to segue this back to you. Hear a payday like you've heard it for the very first time, when actually, indeed, you've never heard it the first time. But yet it connects back to what you already know. That's the leaders of the roots of the knowledge of good and evil going toward the River Jordan. may have been the most euphoric words ever spoken.
That's great. That connects it in a way that I have experienced and can relate to.
So it would be, that would be a definition of a nexus then?
A nexus. Okay, I'm just looking at this up really quick.
You have to hum or something. Okay, I don't like it when we have dead air time. Yeah. Or chew gum. Sometimes we can hear people chew gum. That's interesting. You ever heard people chew gum? It's very interesting.
ASMR.
OLSMR, ducks. Oh, no, MR, not OLSMR. OLSMR, two ducks. No, LSMR. Yes, MR. OMRS, SMR. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Yes, MR. OLSMR, two, so do, no ducks.
MR pigs. MR not. OSMR.
OSMR, I'd be a pig.
MR pigs.
OLSMR pigs.
Nexus is a causal link, a connected group or theory.
That's what you're looking for. That's what you're trying to connect. You already have both parts. You're trying to hook it up. You're trying to sink the battleship, but you don't know where they are. There's a maze. You're not the rat. You're not the cheese, but there's a maze. Now, say it again. Give the definitions of a nexus.
A nexus is a causal link or a connected group or series. So that experience of hearing the shows for the first time, timing, but being familiar with it as if I had already heard it, is an experience of accessing what already is?
Okay. I mean, was that a question? You said
it is a question.
What you did. But you did with the other, what, really? And we're like, we don't know. Okay, yeah. So we got us. We're good. We're jiggy with it.
So that, to me, that shows me that
it's your erection. It's your erection. Yes. We're just trying to get you to nut.
With regard to this retrieving information or the retrieval, you've been speaking about carbon as a way to store that. And is that... Does that conversation include carbon within our cells and also as an exterior application?
Well, exterior has to add the lipids. You have to add the lipids. Well, Carolyn just perked up. Yeah, the lipids included in that. Because you got to access, you can reconnect it, but without the lipids, you got no grease, and the stones grind together. Got to have the lipids to make the grease.
Is that okay? That's a reference to the oil in the lampstand also, or?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Keep your lamps trimmed and burning.
The carbon that's inside the cells with the lipids and the grease, is that something that on its own would allow us to fully retrieve what is?
Well, we'd like to say, yeah. We'd like to say, yeah, but sure as we say that, then you get there and go, well, it did do it for me. Well, then, okay, well, then I guess you're fucked. So we don't want to make it so cut and dried because you notice some people have ends in their hands, Bart, and they can't even see them. How fucked up is that?
I know you talked about the M.
Yeah. Well, some people have it and can't see it. Well, so does that mean they're not? No, it just means they can't see it. The next thing you know, 2 days go by, and they look and go, oh, my God, there's an M. Look at that. How about that?
I'm aware that I had that experience, and it connects now. So
good, which is what it's supposed to do. So is that the answer to what you're saying? Is it when it connects, it does? Is that what you're trying to say? We say, okay, fabulous. But what about it? Thank you for your belief. Now, we're talking about your disbelief, your unbelief, your not connection, your not place, your not in, your not. See? Do you see?
I wouldn't say that I know what connection is or is not, but I would
well,
say...
that's great. That's great. Yeah. That's connected right there.
Okay.
Bob would say, now you're on the right path. That's what Babylon would say. Hey, hey, hey.
To me, it seems like
and y'all can watch Fat Albert again. We took care of Bill Cosby's thing. Nobody was going to mess with Fat Albert. I don't give a damn who you are. You're not going to fuck with Fat Albert. I don't care who you fucked or gave Quaalude. Dismissed. You better know it. No matter what he has to do, that's a bunch of bullshit. Can't fuck with Fat Albert, for Pete's sake.
Hey. Ion, you've really answered all my questions, but I have one last question.
Well, we have more than one last answer.
Will Trump successfully replace the gentleman, was it Flynn, that he had to let go?
Two more times he will.
Okay. Yep.
Because he already replaced one, and the fellow said, no, thank you. I can't stand your swamp. I don't want to. I'm not giving up my life for happy and for the bunch of bullshit for people that are trying to stab me in the neck. Had two Brutus. I ain't fucking with you. So he's going to replace him several more times, yeah.
Yeah, but things will proceed pretty much unabated, I would. Is that correct to say?
It doesn't matter. Because he said he's fighting this out. He don't need a cabinet. He's like, you know, we got this. And everybody there. And you notice now, what did he do? They started banding on him, and they was not approving certain people and giving a hard time. And the three fucking Democrats are trying to fuck up the world. So what does he do? He goes right back on the campaign trail. You do realize he's already applied for the next election, don't you? He's already put his hat in the ring for the next election.
Yes.
You got that, right? So he started the campaign trail. He puts himself right back in front of the people, straight to the people. Fuck CNN. He's going right back to the people. You'll see. And everybody is reeling. He doesn't have to do a thing. He just got to try to do something, and he wins.
So this is where Bob really is. I just realized this, a fuller version of this or full picture of this, that Bob came out with Ion, the greatest maybe ground and activating force in a sense, but with Iondom, Dobbstown, and said beforehand what you were going to do. Bob said what he was going to do, and while he was doing it, bragging about it in his own, you know, sort of phatic way, what he's doing, then when it's accomplished, he'll be sort of still bragging about it. But that's the first time that a force like Ion and Bob have come forth and said what they're going to do before they even started really doing it. And that sort of maybe braggadocio is what Trump is representing.
He's not bragging. He's complaining. He's saying that the world got in a very terrible mess, that you need somebody like me to make it better.
Well, that's where he just sort of falls short. He's a Bob. But anyway, I thought that this is really profound. It's really profound and also unique that you have this force of Iondom coming forth and making these statements right out of the gate.
It's always been. Bob just caused it. He's had enough. He's tough. He's had enough of those goddamn May Brussels. Do you realize how much energy it takes to survive a May Brussels? Do you realize what he has had to go through and how much bullshit he's had to endure just trying to get an answer? All the money Carolyn has wasted for him to talk to these ridiculous charlatans over all these years to have all these recordings while he running around the desert for literally 40 fucking years, three separate times, just trying to get back to where he was always. And he had to get some crazy, ridiculous situation set up so he could do that quietly right before everybody else, as he comes like Pinky in the Brain comes to take over the world. Quite nefariously brazen, isn't it?
And along those lines, actually, I have this one other point I wanted to make is the constellation on September 23rd that includes the constellation Virgo. I looked that up, just the definition of Virgo and what that constellation includes or represents. And there are a number of things that Virgo can mean, including a rod and a measure, as well as a virgin, and that Virgo holds a sheaf of wheat, which is representing the count of the Omer. Or let me ask you, Ion, if that represents
the
that.
The counting of the Omer, yes, absolutely. That's why that's, and you have to blow the shofar every day. Better know it.
Okay, I just wanted to note that. I thought it was appropriate.
It's socio-perceptive.
All right, Bob. Thank you, and Ian, thank you very much. I'm going to re-listen to this and soak it all up.
Did you get your belly full?
Yes. Like lately, I've had more of the warmth in the belly, Ian, just all over the place.
Yeah. Are you fucking better now?
Yes.
See, that's great. We're glad about that. We were concerned, so. But we knew if we got you back in the saddle, you'd be all right. And see, it changes perspective, because like I say, if you knock the little man out of the boat, right, say you quit all this fighting, they'll do what you want to do. It's great.
Yeah.
You can get it anytime you want to. It's great. Just stop what you're doing, bam, and then go on with it. Move on. You're good.
I read you. Okay. I hear you.
It's great.
Thanks a lot, Bart. Thank you, Bart.
Thank you.
Boy, that was good. Right. Ready to go to the beach, Bob?
No. Okay, go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, Ian.
Hello.
Hey, honey. Oh, good gracious, look at you this early in the day. You normally don't come till quitting time. Bobby's got you all hooked up today. How nice is this? Have you been doing your homework, darling?
Yes, I think so.
That's good. That's good, good, good. Good. So, let's see. What do you have in the rumor mill today?
Well, I wanted to ask about the second war in heaven. You'd mentioned that we were towards the end of the first war. So I'm just wanted to clarify that. Are we starting the second? Has the second war in heaven started, or are we still at the end of the first war?
Let's call it, let's don't call it really a war. Let's just kind of in between. Let's call it a conflict. Is that all right? Do you mind if we call it a conflict?
Yeah, that's fine.
But see, the Korean War wasn't a war either. It was a conflict. A lot of people died. It was just like a war, but it was a conflict. Let's call it that.
Okay.
If you can, if that's okay, that'll help.
No, that's
you
fine. That's fine.
You won't get trapped later. We don't want you trapped because you're easy to get in a place, and then getting in there is easy, but getting out's hard. But just remember, any hole you go through, if you can get your head through it, the rest of your body will go.
So if we call it a conflict, are we towards the end of the first conflict, or are we starting the second conflict in heaven? Not we, but where
you're
are
right
we?
Between the two. You're right between the two. You're okay.
Okay, and then when the second one starts, is that when they're going after the dark soul, the angels?
You have to ask that a different way, darling. It's a good question, but you got to ask it a different way.
Are the angels still looking for the dark soul?
Oh, yes. They're after Bob. They're hot on his heels. They've got him hemmed up. They're racing.
So they know.
Here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache to the inside. Yeah, there's a song on.
So if they know where he is, so he's obviously protected and will be protected, so there's a force.
Well,
or,
we have to be careful. You say those words like you know what you mean. So, no, it's a white-knuckle flight. They shoot at him, bullets go through him. You can't believe what all we go through. We go through, he's a full-time job. The only break we get is when he goes to the beach and then Poseidon takes over and looks after him, because we can't do it all the time, but Poseidon's our bud. And he's pissed on Pele 3 different times, and I'm surprised half of Oahu is gone, and you can't believe what all he puts them through. Those people, if any of those ridiculous Democrats over there make it, we're going to be very surprised.
Okay, but he'll make it, because he's protecting. We'll see.
You talking about me? Okay.
A dark soul, you.
Right.
Are the angels warring against anyone else? I mean, in the second war or second conflict? Are they?
Well,
it's like
yes, darling, they're after everybody. Everybody is sinning. They can't stand any of them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's some of the battles that you run into.
I've heard different definitions of how you describe angels. The first one I recall was that they would be like very beautiful and attractive to us, and they would smell nice.
Yeah.
I'd show up as like a good-looking human, and then later you were saying kind of, well, awful things about them. So is it both?
Simultaneously.
Okay,
simultaneously,
do you want to...
Yeah.
Simultaneously. So they can be both
okay.
at the same time.
Okay, now, Bob, hold on 1 second, darling. We're going to do hours with you. There's no worries. But when her time is up, Bob, and she's asked every question she can under the sun, moon, and stars, we put it in your inbox, which song that you're supposed to play for her. It's perfect. It'll explain it all. And actually, this time, it's actually apropos, and it's very helpful for you. Now, go back to your questions.
Well, can you give a broader definition of what the angels are?
No.
When a third was cast out, when Lucifer's angels were cast down to
yep.
earth,
yep.
We, you say, okay, we speak, you know, when we speak, angels speak. Are we speaking to those third, or are we speaking to...
You're speaking to
all
of
the
them,
angels,
but you don't have to worry about those third, honey. The other two-thirds are worse than third. At least the cast-out ones empathize with your condition. The other two-thirds don't. The other two-thirds are thinking, I'm not picking up your damn dirty laundry out of the floor. You pick up your own damn laundry. Oh, yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. And then next thing, your drawers start catching on fire in the floor, so nobody picks them up, and they just burn them where they are. It's on now. There you go.
All right, but if you're speaking, angels speak, and you know you're a god, and you know that they are supposed to do what you ask,
then you can smote them. Then you smote them, and then they don't die because they're eternal. And they go, oh crap! They can't say amen. You know what you say when you can't say amen, don't you, Barb?
What? No.
Oh me! You have to say oh me. You can't say amen. You gotta say, oh, me. That's what they say.
All right, I want to ask about physical. When you say, I know it's more than the meat sack. Would you describe what you mean by physical?
Physical is the aspect, like science, that applies to the touchy-feely ephemeral part of a vascular knowing, okay? It's how
mm-hmm.
you can watch VMware be $91.22. That's physical, darling.
Okay, well, then that is what I was thinking about physical then.
Yes, good for you.
Okay, when you said you were God before the fall, and we were God before the fall, so were
right.
we all connected? Were we all connected then?
Well, when you say connected by thought, word, deed, meme, water, cell, capacity, soul, spirit, mind,
spirit,
penis,
I guess,
vagina,
essence, non-physical connection.
Gizgasm, nut.
Non-physical,
juice,
I guess.
Pre-cum, maybe you're all pre-cum. Maybe, yeah, all pre-cum, that's right. You know, I don't know, camel toe action going on, maybe, yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, any of those, which is the connection? When you were God and we were God, and then when we put our power into the Ark of the Covenant, then we fell and separated our power, and then you also...
Well, that's where you put it. When you separated, that's what identified us as separate from you. When you separated your power, that's what separated us then. See?
So then we became separate from you. That's what you're saying.
Well, we became different, yes, because otherwise it was all you. How can we get you the way we get you if we weren't you? I mean, nobody gets you like we get you. You know this. I mean,
true. Yeah. All right. So then, the way that I'm seeing it, is we were connected to our, I guess, I want to say non-physical you said you were God and we were God and we were all connected. And then it became different.
Yeah.
You became different and we became different.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's shifting, yes. But you're doing fine. It's just you have to recognize a position that's a position that's a position. That's what you're doing. Then you quantitate, mm-hmm. when you start quantitatively noting that there's a qualitative difference, then dimensionally, well, that's the theme for today. Remember, dimensionally, it shifts you right back to where you were all along.
Well, with understanding the situation, you mean?
Overlaying it, yes.
Yes, overlaying it, okay. You said the guff was empty. Is it mostly... Oh, okay, well, you kind of backed out of that position. Is it mostly empty, or is it empty now?
It's empty. All done.
It is.
Now, since Bob and his little cookie-cum trick at CERN.
All right, so people are still just going into limbo if they transition.
Well, yeah, but they're soon gonna start where they don't even do that. They're not gonna do anything. It's gonna be a big wash. You'll see. They'll just cease to be. What's gonna happen next? They'll just quit being. You won't talk about it being death. It'll be like they're not with us anymore. Be like an ex. You know how you have marriage, which used to be holy and a rite or a sacrament. Well, now mm-hmm. it's like, oh, that's just an ex-wife, or they're just dead. They're not dead. They're just an ex. Just an ex. Well, that's the way it'll be. They're just an ex, which makes it so makes the life as a little man has no value at all, because it really has no value at all.
Okay, so they'll just be around, but that they're not really noticed.
Just be a memory. A fleeting memory, no more night.
There's talk of hyperinflation. Is that not going to happen, or is there a possibility of that happening? With interest rates going way up and credit drying up, anything like that?
Well, credit won't dry up. We're trying to make credit.
So
yeah, it won't dry up.
And, like, people's mortgages, the interest rates are not going to go astronomical or...
Well, who cares?
Like people are trying to buy houses.
Hold my mule just a minute. People who own houses don't have a mortgage.
All right, people that have mortgages, I guess. And people that
want to... Then they don't own their house. Someone else does, so... We're worried about them. We're not worried about them. Do what you do. If you buy a house mm-hmm. and you don't pay for it, it's not your house, so you didn't lose nothing.
Well, I mean, when they have a mortgage, they are paying it off. They're paying towards it.
Haven't, so they own it when they pay for it.
Right.
I've ordered my lunch, but I haven't paid for it, so I've not eaten it yet. Is it my lunch? Well, I ordered it. It's not mine yet. Okay. So if somebody takes it away from you, it's not even your lunch. So whatever.
All right. Well, I have a question about the dimensions. So there's many dimensions in worlds. And you talked about slippage. I really want to know what the difference is between slipping into a different world versus just going into another dimension.
Well, that is a different dimension. It's the in-between, the lines and spaces. It's what makes the difference between an eighth note and a quarter note in 12-12 time more significant than otherwise.
What would cause the slippage? Like, is it a thought or an action?
No. Comparative positioning. The global positioning system finds you between you and you. You slide between the two. You're always at a specific latitude and longitude. When you move into a different latitude or longitude, it's so noted and registered. But just because you don't know you've moved doesn't mean you didn't move.
Do we do this on a regular basis?
You do. We ain't talking to everybody. We're talking to you.
Well, when I do this, is it any span of... timing, or is it kind of an instantaneous thing, or it's all happening at once?
So there's no slow time, fast time, out of time, in time, out time, so goober time, no time, slap time, it
okay.
time, play time, dead time, up time, down time.
All right, so,
time,
it,
so all those things don't apply.
How many of there are me in this dimension?
136 so far.
Just in this dimension. Okay, and then how many
and
of them?
Nine of those. And nine of those, we just must tell you, are certainly real bitches, too. Nine of them are. Yes.
If there's 36 of me, I am connected to all of these.
136 of you so far.
I'm just wondering how this that plays out. I mean, if there's so, do I have to pop in and out of these different versions of me, or would I see?
They're all you. That you. It's you. They're all you. That you. So that's the you. That's you.
Okay, I'm still trying to overlay that with what I. The ideas I have
we
of what that means.
We understand that. We understand.
Are these 136, are they all doing, if they're occupying this dimension, why wouldn't I run into them?
You do. You do all the damn time.
What do you mean I run into them? Like I would see them and I could see someone
market,
that looks like me?
At the market. You see this really attractive person, you go, wow, they're really hot. Look at that. I wish I looked like that. And you look and you go, fuck, I do. Wow,
all right, and then.
That's really elusive. Look at that. I would never wear that. That blouse really isn't befitting. Where did she get that? It must have been on sale. That's terrible. Yeah, that's not really attractive. And you look and you got on that blouse. You're like, I'll never wear that again. Then you look and you have two closets full of clothes you'll never wear again because you keep seeing yourself in it, on it, around it, on it, yeah.
Hmm. Mm. All right.
Sounds funny when we say it, but it isn't funny when you do it.
Well, I just have a closet full of clothes I don't want to wear, but yeah. All right, I don't have anything else. I mean, if you... Can you just tell me anything on...
Okay, Bob. Yeah, okay, we are. We're fixing to throw it to you right now. Bob, play the song. Oh, somebody
well, we're waiting for that.
Jitter. Keep the jitter.
We're waiting for that.
Jitter. You home. Okay, go ahead.
What is Burns doing now?
Eating a breakfast burrito.
Is he still in Cupertino?
No, he's in Texas.
Well, what's he doing in Texas?
A land deal.
Is he in my dimension or is...
He is.
All right, you said he drove by here. Why didn't he just come to the door? Why would he just honk the horn if he knows where I live?
He just couldn't. It just, you know, it's a weirdness. You know him better than anybody. He's the weirdest person on the planet. He's already weird, so why would you question that? He's weird. You know that.
Well, is he going to just get over it and make contact?
Yes.
Okay, this will be a big news flash. All right,
When it happens, don't make a big to-do about it. Make it be normal. The more normal it is, the easier it is to be. The easier it is to be, the lesser is the thing to do. And you don't have to rewrite time, turn back time. You don't want to have to do that.
Does he know that he's in the world? Well, obviously, it sounds like he knows that now that he's in the world that he left. Is that true?
Yeah, but he realizes that he had more money and power in the other world. So that's sort of a rub. He sort of busted a little bit of his bubble because a lot of that was being borrowed from you. Now he's separated from that, so it's not quite as easy to take over the world as he used to. You know what we mean.
I'm not sure. You said he in the other world he borrowed from me?
No, in this world where he was before he went to that world,
his
power and influence actually came from you.
Okay.
You thought it was the other way around, but it wasn't. Now that separated you from was your brother.
All right, well, I would love to have this conversation with him. I mean, so.
Well, then get easy with it, intend it, and then get the fuck out of the way, and you'll be fine.
I thought I was doing that.
You are. No, 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 you are. You are, you are. But you're asking still, though.
Okay,
so when you're asking, you're going to get the answer. Just saying. So, all good.
You know, since he's in this world and came from the other, how does he just pick up kind of like where he belongs here? I mean,
just like you, shift and shift and shift and shift. And you wash the clothes like you always do. You make the food. You do the things. You go to the market. You make the circles. You do this. You bitch about that. You complain about this. The traffic is bad. You do the same thing that he does like you, the same thing you do already anyway. Just go through the motions wherever you are. Bob makes the bed whatever world he's in. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
He does a really good job at it. And he washes
but
the nasty
this...
hands in every world he washes the nasty hands. Except for people
this...
that don't have water, so he uses sulfuric acid, but it's all good with him.
But in this dimension, people see him as died. Everything he had got divvied up. And...
No, they don't. They see him as gone.
Well, the world, you know, whatever, in the media, in the papers, he was in a plane crash and he died, and you know, whatever articles are written about him.
Oh, shit, that's fake news. You can't believe, they don't believe that shit. If they put him on CNN, that would prove that he's still alive.
Well, all right, and so he just has all his identification and his money still. I mean, he brought all that with him, and now he can just do a land deal, and
most of it he still knows how to do it. See, if you got power, that's still good. With power you can get money. Money's no big deal.
Where is he buying land? Is he going to live there?
Well, he's got several. He's got one in Texarkana, one in Abilene, one in Galveston, and one in Temple. He's doing a lot of stuff.
Okay, that's it, Barb. Well, how do you spell Byrne?
All right, thanks.
How do you spell Byrne?
Oh, B-E-R-N-S.
N-F?
S, like
Byrne?
Sam. It's Byrne.
S is in shit-ass. S is in shit-ass, Bob.
Is that his first name or last name?
First name. It's for Bernard. His first name's Bernard, and they call him Burns.
Okay.
Okay. Play your song, Bob. Play your song.
Thank you. All right.
No,
thanks.
I'm not playing.
Thanks, Bob.
We got too many things. We got too many people talking.
All right.
We played everybody else's song. Gave everybody else's stuff.
No, I stopped. The last person I didn't pay. I didn't play Bird's song. We got things to do here.
All right. Thanks,
Bob. This song. That's it, dear. All right, Barb. We got things to do. Letting people go on too long, anyways.
Well, that's not our fault.
Off.
Well, that's not our fault.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Who's
you
this?
Built it,
this is this. Yeah, right.